This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and everything else. Whatever you think you are, we're glad you're here, right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Of course we're glad you're here.
Dude, we're embracing. We are embracing.
We are blessed that all four of you showed up today.
If anything, we are super embracing of our humans.
Of something.
Yes.
Yes.
We've actually got...
What do we got?
A full kind of segment dedicated to the trans community.
We do.
That we're going to do a little bit later.
We care about them.
Because we want to be a part of what's going on in the world, and you got to relate to people.
Sure, right? Absolutely, yes. Yes, we have to find the people that we love.
Or they find you.
Or they find you,
yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we have to relate to them.
By the way, we're finding a lot of people that we love.
Yes.
On Wednesday nights.
Oh, yes.
Dude, you guys
tell
should
us
just,
about that a little bit.
You should just, that was it, that's it.
No, it's not, come on.
That's pretty much it.
No, it's not.
Wednesday
so
nights
he does a life
seven.
Thing. It's awesome on Wednesday nights.
It is fun.
It is fun. It's completely raw. Kids run around in the background. Wife intervenes. Whatever happens, and it's just fun.
Yeah.
But a lot of music.
7 p.m. Central Time on my Facebook page, Gary Chapman, singer songwriter.
Yeah.
So yeah, come on over. Good grief.
It's fun. For sure.
There is.
I watch it when I'm tired.
There's it'll put you right to sleep. If you're having trouble sleeping, you should definitely. Watch the replay. As soon as it's over, it's still watchable.
It's better than a glass of bourbon.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll feel a lot better in the morning. Much better. So this is Gary Chapman speaking. That's Scott Cutcher.
Scott Cutcher
That's
laughing.
That's him laughing at me.
Well,
and this is Turbulent Truth. You can tell from the coffee cups.
Yeah, see, right
it's
here.
Easy. And oh yeah, there's a thing up there too.
Okay.
Yeah. So we love... the world we're living in, as much as we can and still be lovers of eternity.
Yeah.
We care about it. That's better than
loving. That's better. Yeah, we care about it, but we love Jesus.
So we're paying attention as best we can, and we're trying to listen to the Holy Spirit as much as we can. And those two things cause us to convene once a week.
And pontificate.
That's the word. Good word. Pontificate.
That's what we did. You know, if you're not paying attention to everything that's going on, because it's moving. We were just discussing things before we started, and it's moving so rapidly, right?
As rapidly as you speak.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let me. It moved really rapidly.
Yes, that's better.
let me find the middle. Okay, so it moves super rapid,
and
we're all going, "Oh my gosh, look at this, and look at zip, zip, zip," and it's coming at you so quick. Not only does it speed up your speech. But it also makes you go, okay, what do I focus on?
Yeah.
So if you don't have ADD like I do, it's hard for you to focus. I'm just at home. I mean, I'm good to go, quite frankly. Finally, my people have
come to me.
Yeah, come to me.
They've come to you.
But if you don't stop and have these discussions like we're having,
right.
I mean, if you think about it, if you don't stop for a moment and just go, hey, what does this really mean? What is this really going on? Then what ends up happening is you get programmed. And you get primed to believe whatever the talking heads want you to believe. So will you just slow it down for a moment, take a deep breath, have fun. You don't want to see all the CBS news. And you just slow down and you go, okay, what's really going on? And what's funny, and it is funny, you find all these little comical caveats in everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Because Satan and them actually think they have something going on right now. They do.
They do.
And they think, oh, well, we can dupe everyone now. We just can be out in the open about it all.
Sure.
And we're going, no, you can't.
Well, they can't stop it. They can't stop themselves. The darkness cannot stop from lifting itself up.
Oh, the sheer
arrogance. It's driven by arrogance.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
What is it? Pride comes before, oh, yeah, when you fall. You're about to fall on your butt. Boom. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
And there's his butt. Ours is face.
Yeah.
Because we're facing Jesus.
We fall forward.
So we fall forward. So even though we fall forward, we're still getting closer to God. That's the beauty of being a Christian. They're falling their butts because they don't believe there's a God.
Yeah. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's
full of crap.
He is. He is that. So I'm
welcome to your college.
I was in your part of the world this last week.
Oh, yes, yep. That's right.
I went up to Versailles, Ohio, for it was like a music festival thing. It was cool.
Yeah.
The BMI Event Center. Kind of in the middle of nowhere. A lot of corn.
Middle of nowhere.
A lot of corn. If you want corn, go there. Good Lord, miles and miles of corn, and then some more corn.
Hence why I'm corny.
He's way corny. I get it now. No, it was so cool. Yeah. I do have one issue.
Okay, let's talk about it. I'm sure you have. I'm from there. I have lots of issues.
I brought it up with them a little bit.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Basically,
you're going to show us a picture, aren't you?
I am.
Okay.
I am. So here's a shot. The neighboring village.
Oh yeah.
It's always
an issue.
It's called Russia. It looks to me like it's the village of Russia.
Right.
But it's not.
Nope.
It's the village of Rushi. Why, you might ask? Because the people that founded that village in 1852 were French, and that's how they pronounced that word. They pronounced Russia Rushi. Which is fine, except the neighboring town right next door where we had the thing, it's called Versailles. V-E-R-S-A-I-L-L-E-S, just like the French word Versailles. Why do they not pronounce that one like they pronounce French things? Like they call Russia Rushi, why would they not call Versailles Versailles? Why?
Okay.
Why?
Because it wasn't.
You're from there. Answer
this.
Because
it wasn't settled by the French. So the French came and settled that area.
Right.
Right. And Rushi,
and then 100 yards that way, they said, nah, that's not us.
No, seriously. It was very divided. There was all kinds of different ethnic groups that were settling different areas, right? And different backgrounds and ancillary backgrounds.
There's a lot of space out there. Why did they do it right next door?
I don't know, but they were first.
Who was?
They were first.
Who was Versailles? Who insisted on insulting the French by pronouncing it differently?
The only ones that I can think of is the Germans.
Oh, well, there you have it. Okay.
So our area is full of course, Native Americans, right? And so
yeah, it was actually their land.
It was actually there, and we came in and said, "Eh, we're gonna live here." So it was a lot of Native Americans in that area. On top of that, who settled it was French, German, Italian mainly, and then some English. You have a little sprinkle of Irish going on. So it's true. It's a true melting pot in that area, which you wouldn't think in the middle of nowhere it would be. But the fascinating thing about Rushi is that it was settled by, my wife has a huge amount of her relatives that settled that area.
No kidding.
Yes, and they actually came from the Napoleon War. So a lot of the people that were wanted to leave and said, we don't agree with what Napoleon's do, we're not gonna do this, and they fled, a lot of them were soldiers, and they fled and said, we're not gonna fight this, we're not gonna do what he's asking to do, it doesn't resonate. And they came here, and settled that area. So you wanted to know why it's called that? Settled by French that left Napoleon. That's why.
So we're going to focus on one small speck of the United States each week.
No, we're not.
And dive into the intricate, detailed history.
We're not. We're not doing that. No, we're not.
No, well, that would be fun.
No, we're not doing that.
We could do that at my house.
But the reason I had to say that is my wife's like, dang, gonna educate him. I'm like, really? She's like, just do it.
And do it on camera so everybody can
absolutely
feel it.
So there you go. So thank you all for that moment of, so I can live in peace. I appreciate it.
Actually, if it makes your home more peaceful,
it's all about me.
You did the right thing.
It's all about me.
You did the right
thing. It's all about me.
So back to the things at hand that are actually occupying bigger pieces of our minds. DeSantis had a little hiccup.
Ooh, yeah. I've heard, but I didn't see.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, he had one of the super PACs, you know, how they filter large amounts of money to whoever. The corporate people want, basically,
it's
just how to buy it.
That's why we live in corporatism, not capitalism.
Yes.
Yeah.
But one of his larger ones, well, let me just watch. You can just watch the video.
Okay, let's watch the video.
It tells the story pretty well.
Okay.
And so I, along with a lot of grassroots supporters and major donors, said, okay, let's draft DeSantis, encourage him to run for president because we think he's got the stuff. Except there was one problem, Adrian. It's that when Governor DeSantis did end up launching, he had a failure to launch and he's never recovered. And while he may be a great governor, he's not ready for the national stage. And we don't think that he's ready to beat Joe Biden. And on the flip side, Adrian, we think that Donald Trump, in spite of all of his legal challenges, has honestly run nearly a flawless effort with strategic ad spends against his opponent DeSantis, good messaging choices that really I hadn't seen in 2016 or 2020. So for all of those reasons, we all reverse course to get behind Donald Trump, not just because we think he's going to be the nominee, but honestly, we think he's the best person to beat Joe Biden in the general.
It wasn't just so we're having to rethink our thoughts. No. It's complete reversal.
Well, you know what? Here's the good news. They're looking strategically.
Yeah.
That's the good news. But you know what? And you gotta, if you want to get people in there that God could use, change, evolve, help America get back where they were supposed to be, to the roots of Christianity, because we aren't capitalists, we're Christians. That's key to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be strategic about it. You can't just, oh, because I like him, or hey, he's got a chance today. You got to look at the long term for sure.
So, you know, Trump has been putting out these videos with great regularity. A lot of them serious policy things that a lot of people are ignoring. Good grief.
They're good.
A lot of substance, a lot of detail,
and well thought through.
Oh,
yeah. Very well thought through. Really good plans.
And he just pops up his opinion as required.
Yep.
But
you'll show me one?
Here's one that I think you'll enjoy.
All right.
Left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
Okay, that little last bit. That's a hammer. I mean, he's basically said, okay, they're doing this thing. And if you, as a company, an airline, a college, a school,
you know,
if you go along with it,
yeah,
when I get elected, I'm going to remember you.
And cut the federal funding.
That's pretty intense.
It is intense. But you know, here's the thing that I am learning to appreciate about Trump and his journey. And I am really starting to appreciate it. We never talk about, okay, let me back up. Do you have the same beliefs when you were 20 years old you have now?
Some, but no.
Okay. Has those beliefs evolved as evidence has appeared to whether or not they're valid or not?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So why do we go back in time and say, this person believed this and now they believe this? Now, if it's a complete flip-flop and there's no evidence at all of their old belief, then you know they're just pandering or doing whatever.
Yeah, there's no arc.
There's no arc. But if you follow his arc, he has woke up to what really happens in D.C. through his presidency, being screwed over his presidency, getting rid of people that were doing it to him, figuring out how the swamp works. He's got it mapped. So the difference is he's allowed himself to evolve into a true belief system that isn't pandering anymore, but is really seeking truth and to get us on track again as America. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Trump 2024, baby.
Yeah.
He's got me right
now. Did you know there's a website that they have created? I don't think it's actually, it's got to be his people. You can, of the thousands of positions that have to be filled immediately.
Oh yeah.
When you take
it's
over
a lot.
That office. Whew. Now that he knows how it works, they as opposed to just going, okay, we got to get to work. We got to find some people.
He's already doing it.
Oh, there are thousands and thousands of people just like you and me that are applying for positions, being vetted, and when that switch gets flipped, it's not, oh, I hope we can pull this off. It's boom. It's let's go. And you think they won't vet them well? You think they're not going to...
Oh, they're already vetting the crap out of them.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
And you think if they step out of line, they're going to keep that gig? Uh-uh. There will be a zero tolerance policy in terms of, are you really going to do what you said you were going to do when you applied for this job?
That's it.
Just like I did, basically.
Oh, yeah.
He's just going to hold a much higher standard. I think it's going to be hilarious.
So accountability is what you're saying. Really?
Yeah.
We're bringing it back?
I think it's got
bring back accountability. I like it.
I think it's got a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. So what you're saying is there's a chance.
There's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance. Yeah!
Maui. You had a clip that you brought.
Yeah.
That's pretty...
Well, I'll send it over to you. Go ahead and let's play
it's
it.
It's pretty frightening.
It is. It is. And you guys know out of the two of us, and that's why we do this together, he leans towards what the world wants to call conspiracist, and I'm more of a, I need data, right?
Yeah.
But when this thing comes up and you start to validate it by talking to some people that live there, mm-hmm. and they're saying, no, it's true, you kind of go, what?
Yeah.
So you want to play the clip? It's kind of interesting. And then I want your comments.
Breaks my heart.
I know, it makes me mad.
There seems to be a huge emphasis on ensuring that the media and anyone else can't see what's going on here in Lahaina, West Maui. There are miles and miles of this black fence going up that was not here before that is obscuring ground zero and making sure no one can see what's going on inside of there from the road. No one can get in there. No one can take any pictures. And then I've also seen these weird foreign police cars showing up, these special police, I'm not sure what to call them. This is a Nissan, but there's quite a large presence of these standing guard around the perimeter. We've also lost our ability to fly drones really anywhere near this area. Now, this 20-second clip here that I tried to get out of my car and show what was going on, I was almost immediately, after these 20 seconds, National Guard came, chased me off, yelled at me, told me to get back in my car and keep moving. So you cannot pull over. You can't even stop your car anywhere near any of this anymore.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's insane.
That's just
It's insane. It's enough to just take a deep breath, step back and go, what are they hiding? You know, a lot of people want to justify it, and I would have, it's safety, it's this and that. There's no reason for that. There's no reason why drones can't, with license, someone, because I fly drones, go up and say, hey, I need to do this because it's a news story, or I want to capture what's happened for documentary purposes or whatever, and you just sign a form, they approve when you can do it, and you do it. For them to say it's banned, what are they hiding? To have it guarded by nondescript type of vehicles? The National Guard come up and talk to this guy?
What about just the hundreds of people that are not accounted for? Mostly just...
Yeah, hundreds.
Hundreds. There are those that say that it's closer to a couple of thousand.
Yeah.
When everything finally...
is done and over with.
It's done.
It'll be the worst natural disaster, if it's natural, that's ever happened.
That's the if. Good grief. Those videos, I was telling him earlier about... There are videos of... there's a real estate agent over there that, if I can find his name, I'll stick it here so you can go do your own research.
Yes, please.
But he's found these vehicles that were nowhere near the actual, inferno, that are like sitting in the middle of dirt no grass, no fire, within a good ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just melted. Like the aluminum wheels are melted. There's little rivers of aluminum that are rolling downhill from these cars. The windshields have all melted and fallen in. It's just, what started that fire? I'm sorry, I just need a trail. That's all I need. And then I go, okay, the car burned. There's not one. And it's not just one. It's bizarre. I don't know. I don't know what the heck happened over there.
Well, like I said, you know, I had the privilege of working under a fire investigator when I was volunteering between colleges. And like he said, there's always the origin of the fire. And from that origin, the fire is going to seek out things that keep it alive. So dead grass, things that don't have moisture, et cetera, things that are accelerants that make that fire continue to breathe and grow. It mm-hmm. wants to grow, right? And that's why a lot of those guys call it, it's living. Anyone seen Backdraft? They did a great job of making it, and you brought that up. Yep. They did a great job of making it look like it was alive and make a, you know, it sound like it was alive. And that was over dramatization. But it truly is seeking out whatever it takes to stay alive. That's what it's doing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of voids. There's not a trail that connects everything according to what you're saying. And of course, you know me, I'll do my own research.
Well, I think that's the case in some of the first aerial footage that came out before they shut everything down.
Yeah, I remember that.
You could look at it and go, wait a minute.
Right.
How did it get from there to
And that's where
there?
All the theories grew.
And how did all those houses, all those big houses along the beach, untouched?
Yeah.
Untouched, where the fire raged down from the top of the hill and the wind blew it. It blew it out so much so that people ran into the ocean to get away from the fire.
Yeah.
Many, many people ran into the ocean to get away from the fire. Sure. And the wind was so strong that it took them out to sea. They found 183 bodies on the shore at Lanai across.
Yeah. It did.
And yet, those big houses that were on that same beach, they're fine. Everything's fine.
It's sickening. And it's then weird. Where it really gets sickening is when you get people like Oprah and The Rock, and I'm very, very disappointed in Dwayne. Oprah, I expect it, saying, will you give $10 million?
Yeah, right.
Will you give $10 million?
Yeah.
We're not going to give anything. And matter of fact, we're going to buy more land because now there's more opportunity. But can you do me a favor? And you people are already struggling because of inflation and you're really trying to make ends meet and you can't because there's no such thing as a middle class anymore. There's more of a living poor.
Yeah, when a billionaire asked me to give.
I need you to give. Please give.
A billionaire asked me to give money. I will do it if God tells me to.
But that's one thing.
My next question after is, God, is this person lying to me or not? It's, what are you doing? And if you are given $100 million and it's all tax deductible and it's funneled back through some machine and some 501c3 that you get a big write off of this and that, and you're still going to try to buy the land when it becomes available, that's a problem for me.
Well, here's what I don't understand. They're extremely wealthy. They've been given this gift, right? Whether they stole it or whatever, or perverted it, most of them perverted it, pick up the phone. How many famous people do you know? One phone call, the $10 million is raised in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Why are you taxing people that are already taxed by the government? And that's all it is. It's what I call a wealth tax.
Yeah, it is.
We're wealthy and we want to tax you. It's a wealth tax.
Yeah.
It's that simple. So yeah, it drives me insane. It really does. It's and then all the people are lost to it. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't make fun of this stuff, it just eats you up, quite frankly.
So the video that you sent me of the prayer.
Oh my gosh. What kind of world are we really living in, guys? What are we really up against when it comes to education, y'all?
This is way telling right here.
Oh.
And I kind of understand, I'm sure any municipality can create some ordinance that says no to anything. They kind of can. It's
Yep.
That's the way it is.
Yep.
But there's something so horrible and telling about this
there
moment.
Is.
If you guys don't mind, I'd like to pray for Suffolk Public Schools with all of you.
We can't do that.
Why can't we? I'd like to pray for our students in our school.
That's not in what you signed up to do, ma'am. We ask that you get back onto your topic. No one.
That is my topic, sir.
Well, then it's not permitted at this time.
To pray for our schools is not permitted.
That's correct. You want to clarify? I don't object to prayer, but this is not the place per the law.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
at this time, we're going to go to recess.
Ask the officers to remove them.
Officers, during recess, can you clear the room?
The cops weren't just running up there dragging people out, were they?
No, they were not.
That was interesting.
No, they were not. What's really funny about it is this is the kind of rebellion we need to have, folks.
Where is that?
This is it.
Suffolk County. What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's in Virginia. That's the one in Virginia. Yeah.
Okay.
I think. I have to double check that.
That breaks my heart.
It is. It is heartbreaking. It's frustrating on top of it. But
and it's inspiring.
Exactly.
Let's all go to the meeting and start praying.
That's it. At the end of the day, that's the kind of rebellion that Jesus did.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Rattle the cage of the power.
They didn't get mad. They didn't say they're crappy people. They didn't point fingers. They said, we just want to pray. We want to pray for the schools. We want to pray for deliverance. We just want to pray.
You're saying I should peacefully protest?
What a concept.
No.
Yes.
You can still get thrown in prison
for
saying that.
It saves you a lot.
You can still get thrown in prison for saying that I can peacefully protest. You are headed to the big house, my man.
Come get me.
Come on.
Come get me.
You know, the weight loss program there is amazing. I'm telling
you. I don't think I have to worry about that anymore.
No, you don't. Dude is dropping poundage.
Well, it was kind of forced upon me.
Well, either way. Was it? Or was it just a gift given to you?
Exactly. Maybe God just went, you know, I'm going to allow this to happen. Because that's how he does it to create change.
Yes.
So I'm battling diabetes now. Just found out last week. And in 1 week's time, I've literally lost like 7 pounds. So it's one of those things. And it's one of those things you don't realize what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Even though I was already working on it, I wasn't really working on it. It wasn't extreme. It's almost like that person that goes, you know what? I'm going to walk a mile. And then they've been doing it for 5 years and they're still walking a mile.
Right.
It's the same thing. Yeah. You're not going to the next level. You're not pushing yourself. You're not at 5 or 10 or whatever. And it was the same thing that was going on. I got stagnant and this just kind of kicked me in the teeth.
It's motivating.
It is motivating. And you know what? I let myself go through the emotions because you're human, right? You're going to go through it.
Sure.
You're human, folks. If any of you are struggling with this, let yourself go through the emotions. But the truth is, if you've developed type 2 diabetes in your later years or your mid years, like me, it's not who you are. It doesn't define you. You're not a diabetic. You're struggling with diabetes.
And the machine wants you to believe you're a diabetic because they want to keep you full of whatever drug they prescribed until you stop breathing.
Because that's exactly what started. Of course, I like my doctor because she goes, look, we're going to nuke this. Because my AC1, if anyone wants to know, if you want to have a heart attack yourselves, if you know what this means.
Go geeking on this stuff.
Yeah, AC1 is 11, was mine. And an AC1 of 5.4 is at the high end. 5.6, you're pre-diabetic. By 5.65, you're diabetic. Period, end of story.
Right.
You're in it. I was at 11.
He goes to 11.
I was like, you know what? If I'm going all the way,
baby. If you haven't seen Spinal Tap in a while, just...
Yeah, right.
It goes to 11.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see...
Yeah.
The numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah.
All the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Right. But why not make 10 the largest? But this one goes to 11. Yeah.
So with that, I'm just committed. You know, I prayed about it, let myself go through my emotions, and it did turn me upside down and my family a little bit. And then we prayed about it, and I prayed about it, and I'm like, no, that's not going to rule me because I'm not diabetic. I'm the beloved of Christ.
Yes, you are.
That's who I am. So I struggle with diabetes, but I'm not diabetic.
There you go. And you may not struggle that long.
I don't think so.
The prayer we had Friday morning with our little army of humans that gather.
Well, it's already helped immensely.
Pretty powerful moment, as nearly as I recall.
You know, that's the thing about it, though, that I'm learning. And if I take a second, it's when you pray about something, and it's something that has been brought on by your own sin. Let's be honest. It was brought on by my own sin, right? Gluttony. If it's brought on by your own sin, it's up to you to meet God in His grace. Mm-hmm. You can't just let the grace do it all. You got to meet Him in that grace. And the reason being is if you ever want change and true repentance, not confession, where you're just confessing it, but true repentance,
that's
where you're changing the way that you do things to honor God and to turn back towards God, you have to meet Him in the grace. The grace is going to cover it through confession because that's just the way He works. But if you want to meet God, if you want to know God and you want to have true repentance, which is what He's calling us all to do, you got to take action. You got to meet Him in the grace.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, the sermon stylings.
And it's
Scott Kutcher.
And it's been hard. Coffee without cream or sweetened creamer. And I mean, I'm not saying it's easy, yo. But what I'm saying is that through their prayers and my prayers and continued prayers of other friends and family, which, by the way, if you are watching, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
It has really helped me to have the fortitude and regain the discipline I had when I wrestled. I mean, it's like just boiled back up, and now it's stronger than ever.
Oh, dude.
And I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, that thing that made you that guy when you were in your teens is not gone. No. It's not gone.
No, it's not.
It may have been dormant, but you know how to do this.
I do.
And
I do.
It frightens me to think what might get wrought once he unleashes it.
This is going to be very interesting.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Very interesting.
Okay, so we promised in our never-ending outreach to diversify and be inclusive.
Yeah, we really want to understand the trans community.
We do.
I do. But the thing is, I have a hard time identifying. They blend in so well.
Except the Babylon Bee has given us a nice roadmap.
Oh, they have.
To just aid in being able to it's all about identity, right? So we need to be able to identify them.
Gotcha.
Because sometimes you can't tell.
Oh, yeah.
They're it's so close. It's like, is that a guy or is that a... I wonder what they identify as, because we certainly don't want to offend them, right?
Right, right, of course.
So they've given us some visual examples to help train our minds to respond correctly.
Are we going
to
play Where is Trano? Instead of Where is Weirdo?
Where's
Waldo?
Transo?
Transo, that's it.
Where's Transo?
Where's Transo?
Oh, God.
Instead of Where is Waldo, right?
Oh, well.
Let's do it. Where's Transo? I like it.
So, yeah, now we're not on YouTube.
We never really are. Nah. Y'all need to find us on Rumble and our website. That's it. Yeah. Because that's the only way we're going to grow.
Yes. Facebook probably won't air this either.
You know what you do is you cut it off right before this and say to see the end of the episode, go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, but then everything else we said, they've already cut us off. Just after we said, welcome. That's where they take us out.
Oh,
all right,
gosh.
So
all right, where is Transo?
You can look at this as almost kind of a
it's
quiz.
It's a game.
It's a game.
Yeah,
it's a game. So play the game with us.
Let's do it. Here we go.
All right, this first one, there's a group of runners on a track.
Okay.
Clearly, female.
Clearly,
a women's track meet.
Right.
And so just see, I'm going to pop this up real fast.
Yep.
Just see how long it takes you
to find
the trans.
Transo.
Here we go. Transo. Wow.
Oh, that.
Okay. So.
That didn't take long.
It's difficult, but I believe. I'm going to go out on a limb. I believe it's the one.
But in front.
In front. With the slight bulge in his. Never mind. Yes, I believe that's the one.
That's it.
Am I right?
Yes, and you know what's not fair about that?
What?
It acts like a fin on a car, and so they're more aerodynamic.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now this next one is this is a basketball team.
Okay. This could be very difficult.
And I mean, I think this person could wind up in the WNBA.
Really?
Do they allow trans players in the WNBA?
Ooh, I'm not sure. Have they passed that yet?
They can't say no. Now that's a game I might watch, actually.
so wrong.
That's terrible.
That's so wrong.
Just see if you can pick out.
Let's see it.
This is a tough one. Okay.
Something tells me it's the one on the left.
I think it's the one on the left.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah. There's no amount of moves that's going to help that.
No.
No.
Now, I will say, if you're one of the other girls, or I should say girls, on the girls' basketball team,
yeah,
you got to be looking there going, God, this is, we're going to kill
somebody. We're going to kill them.
We're going to destroy the enemy. Wow, that's intense, dude. Wow. That's intense.
Wait, we got to do another one. We got to be a couple more.
Yeah, there's actually, we'll run through them quickly.
Okay, let's do it.
There's four more.
Okay, let's do the next one.
This is just a group of ladies.
Oh, just hanging out?
Obviously hanging out.
Sure.
Oh, I see. on the sitting on the couch there, just to the right of Kathy Griffin, is
actually,
our,
what's really funny is Kathy and her could switch, I think.
They could. Nobody would know.
And no one would know.
That's Dylan. That's Mr. Bud Light right there.
Yeah, she's had enough plastic surgery. She could be.
Who would have thought a sweet, diminutive man like him could take down the number one beer in America? Who would have thought?
He didn't take it down. We did.
Well, that's true. We did, didn't we? Hmm. And I'm not sure the lady on the
top
other
right
end of
yeah,
the couch.
Yeah, I'm wondering too.
Yeah, the standing on the that's on the bubble there. And next, yeah, well, that's some sort of star, is it not? In the green shirt there?
I think so.
I believe that's a formerly famous person.
But you know what? That's
either
the,
way.
But that's the difference between a tomboy and a trans.
That's right. Now, this next one, we've actually spoken about this particular rugby player.
Oh, my God, yes.
This says it.
I think this is
pretty... Do you want your daughter playing rugby with...
That.
That?
Oof.
How sit did... three women on the opposing team...
To the hospital.
To the hospital.
Yep, that's fair.
One game.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fair.
Yeah, it's okay. It's yeah. Fair. And then this next one, this is obviously some sort of pageant. Oh! Okay.
That's me in a dress. It was some melatonin injection.
If you ever wondered what he would look like if he chose that path.
Oh my gosh. Well, it was before I started losing weight, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this next one.
Wow.
This one is difficult.
Okay.
This one's difficult.
All right.
Just see if you can identify.
I'm a little scared of this one.
The trans human in this photograph.
I'm scared
photograph.
When he set this up like this. Oh! It's Michael! It's...
Michael and I also want to acknowledge your son Jack, who's deployed today.
Yeah! Wow. Hey, that may be the next, that may be the Democratic nominee after. Don't laugh. You want to make predictions?
No, I believe they're gearing everything up because they're allowing more and more of his stuff to be out there slowly.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are setting him up to
No, Biden's falling down.
Yeah, he's done.
Literally, but he's honestly not going, he's not going to be the Democratic nominee.
No.
I may have to eat these words. If so, I will do so with minimal salt. But I'm just
I didn't
telling
believe him
you,
at first, but now I'm really starting to think he's onto something. Yeah.
Even if he were to be able to continue to sort of function, which is very, very questionable.
Yeah.
Even if he was to be able to do that, they're not going to let him because everybody knows you can't win.
Well, he's not even a good puppet anymore.
No.
That's the problem. No. Yeah. So they need a new one or one that already believes everything they believe.
Right. The whole East Palestine thing. This is recent. This is like a couple days ago.
I know what you're talking about. I hate this.
The people that had the train derailment, and everybody focused on it for
2 seconds.
About 2 seconds overall.
Being from Ohio, it really makes me mad.
And the federal government focused on it. None. Seriously.
I care less.
None.
They could care less.
They are going to help them. It was just announced last week. They are going to send a lot of help to East Palestine. Or is it Steam? I never know.
It's Palestine.
Steam? I thought so. They're going to send help next year. Next year.
Ugh.
But here's Joe explaining why he hasn't gotten there yet. He's been super busy.
Yeah, yeah, he's so busy.
I said in March that you would go to East Palestine, Ohio. You came here. How come you haven't gone to East Palestine yet?
Well, I haven't had the occasion to go to East Palestine. There's a lot going on here, and I just haven't been able to break. I was thinking whether I'd go to East Palestine this week, but I then was reminded I've got to go literally around the world. I'm going from Washington to India to Vietnam to, and so it's going to be a while. But we're making sure that East Palestine has what they need materially in order to deal with their problems.
So he's going on his dream vacation, is what he's doing, right? So I got to go on my dream vacation.
He's been on vacation for the last 30
but he hasn't
days.
Done the around the world thing yet. So he's got to finish it up, you know? So we just got to, And what really upsets me is you take a beautiful place like Maui and that horrible, tragic accident, and you take all the lead-ups. All the lead-ups are insignificant places no one cares about. And then their crescendo was, you know, Maui. And it frustrates me because he could care less about any of it. He doesn't care.
No, he does not care.
He cares more about what's going on overseas because he's a globalist. Mm-hmm. Let's put that in perspective, guys. You know, a true globalist puts the globe and the needs of the global community above their nation. They just do.
Right.
Some people go, oh, no, it's kumbaya. It's this. You will never, ever, ever match up theologies, philosophies, and governments.
Right.
In a way that coincides so well that we literally can trust each other to that level. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? This is a world of good and evil, and we came over here for good. We were founded on Christian principles, and I'm sick and tired of these idiots going and caring more about other people than us.
Mm-hmm. You know what my real problem with the globalists are? Real problem with the globalists,
okay,
they actually believe the earth is spherical.
Here we go. So what you're saying is he's going across the earth, not around the earth.
He's going across it. He's not going around it. You have to go across it. No, it is really, really sad to see them take such an interest in every other part of the world except the one that they're supposed to be most concerned with.
Right?
Yeah. It's no different than what Pence said during the Tucker interview. That's not my concern.
Not my concern. All they care about is being reelected.
He was honest.
Did you see Warren Buffett? Did you see how he said he would fix our economy in 5 seconds?
No.
I could end the deficit in 5 minutes.
How?
You just pass a law that says that anytime there's a deficit of more than 3% of GDP, all sitting members of Congress are ineligible for re-election. Yeah, yeah. Now you've got the incentives in the right place, right? So it's capable of being done. And they're trying to use the incentive now that we're going to blow your brains out, America, in terms of your debt worthiness over time. And that's being used as a threat. A more effective threat would be just to say, if you guys can't get it done, we'll get some other guys to get it done.
I cannot argue with that. I can't argue with that at all.
The solutions are there, folks. The problem is the corruption runs so deep on both sides that until we say, you're out of there, it's going to continue. Period. End of story. And that's why God has to intercede. We have to pray for his intercession. And we got to believe that he's doing it. That's just my opinion.
It's a good one. I like it. So there are still so many things we could dive into.
Oh, yeah. Always. Every week. And that's our struggle, folks. So
always.
We try to bring you the things that matter most, that have a lot of fun to them, that we give you, you know, have a little hope.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, with all this going on, it doesn't matter because Jesus
is King.
Is King.
Indeed. And we have a wonderful song here at the end to inspire you in some way. You know, I'm torn. I know that the jab is supposed to be coming back September 15th to get your 19th booster. Get ready.
It. It's not happening. I'm not doing it.
Well, no, I don't think anybody's going to do it.
No one's going to do it. I think they're going to have a backlash like they've never seen in the
history. And because of that, I think this little song might strike a nerve.
I hope it does.
As hard as it got hit last time,
yeah,
like completely shut down, maybe it'll strike a nerve. So, yeah, we're going to play that again this week. Just for kicks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I'm still going to be Gary Chapman next week.
And I'm still Scott Kutcher.
He is. And this is Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
Take this jab and shove it. We ain't buying this no more. We ain't woke, but we're wide awake and know what freedom's for. Joy. walked on Poke the Bear, so we're showing them the door. Take this jab and shove it, we ain't buying this no more. Fauci lied and told us all to take one for the team. With fake news, he sold us all a stinking pile of steam. The CDC can KMA for all the things they did. They're nuttier than hell to think they're gonna shoot that crap in our kids. Take this jab and shove, we ain't buying this no more. We ain't woke, but we're wide awake and know what freedom's for. Joe in the swamp done poked the bear, so we're showing them the door. Take this jab and shove, we ain't buying this no more. What gives you the right to tell us there's no value in our voice? What in this world happened to my body and my choice? Joe's policies all suck, from Mexico to Afghanistan. How can you go left every time and not be a NASCAR fan?
Let's go, Brandon!
Take this jab and shove, we ain't buying this no more. We ain't woke, but we're wide awake and know what freedom's for. Joe in the swamp don't poke the bear, so we're showing them the door. Take this jab and shove it, we ain't buying this no more. The cops and docs and firemen and the heroes dressed in green, the truckers and the pilots and the millions in between. We, the people, still believe that some things stay the same. Our freedom comes from God, that ain't ever gonna change.
Take this jab and shove, we ain't buying this no more.